From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes killed more than 45 people near Aleppo Saturday. The Aleppo Media Center, an activist collective, said 45 people were killed just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said a strike from a war plane hit the city of Idlib. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government was ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team will collect air and water samples and test them for radioactive materials such as xenon. The South Koreans said, or South Korea, that is, said Saturday that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. The UN Security Council strongly condemned the underground nuclear test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, and this is VOA News.